Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's look at the crucifixion of the old man. Romans chapter 6. Amen. This is the way Apostle Paul tried to let us understand that aspect. From verse 1. Amen. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as we are baptized into Jesus Christ, we are baptized into his death. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism unto death. That like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. For if we have been planted in the burial of water baptism, together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man, the old nature, before he came to Christ, is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is free from sin. Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Death had no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once. But in that he liveth unto God. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let no sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. Finally, for sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law but under grace. Therefore, the first crucifixion is to crucify your old nature. It must die at the cross of Calvary. He said, in that cross, be my glory ever, till my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the river. That is where we settle the matter. The old nature must be crucified. Take everything to the cross and crucify it there. As you enter that water, you are going to the cross. You are dying. We are talking about the evidence of crucifixion. Thomas said, if I see the mark of the nail, I will believe. That's what Jesus Christ also said. By their fruit you will know them. You, what is your own evidence of crucifixion? When you are still living your own life before you met Christ. Everything you were doing before, all the bad things, is still in you. You only added the name of Jesus on top and Bible. What is the evidence now? The evidence of crucifixion. Colossians chapter 2. Colossians chapter 2. This is the way Apostle Paul put it again from verse 11. He's talking about Christ, in whom also you are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, wherein also you are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God who has raised him from the dead, and you, being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, has he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Let's go to Galatians chapter 5. I'm talking to somebody. I want you to know I'm not condemning you. I want to give you reason to go and repent. Evidence of crucifixion. Galatians chapter 5, verse 24. This is the way Apostle Paul put it again. He said, "And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with their affections and lusts." The affections and lusts. They that are of Christ, they have crucified. Hallelujah. You've crucified the flesh. All those nonsense you used to do as unbeliever before. Something happens. You drop them at the cross on Calvary. Nail them there. I'm talking to you. The rudiments of Christianity. Some of you, instead of coming to the cross, you are going to church. They're looking for a church to attend. Instead of looking for where the cross of Jesus is. You have to go to the cross. That is where God met with man. That is where He, Christ, went to prepare a place for us. It's at the cross. Stop going to church. Go to the cross first. If you don't go to the cross, you will never find a way to a true church. Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3. Verse 5. Apostle Paul took time to address this issue in this chapter. Was talking to the church at Colossae. From verse 5. I told you we will read scriptures. And I want to nail this down very well. Verse 5. Apostle Paul was talking to converted these Christians. He's not talking to unbeliever. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth. He named them fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. He said, for which things sake? This is the reason why the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience. It is because of these things. That's why hellfire, lake of fire is reserved. This is the reason. Somebody has not caught the impact of this. Lake of fire is prepared for fornicators, for adulterers, for idolaters, for sinners. This is the reason why lake of fire was prepared. And it is to save His people from the lake of fire. That is why He sent His only begotten Son. He came by the way of the cross. To take all of us to the cross. Through the cross to go to heaven. You can never go to heaven by bypassing the cross. Hear it loud and clear. You can never bypass the cross to get to heaven. You must pass through the cross. It's the way of the cross. So if you know all this, then why are you still involved in all this nonsense the world is doing? I read that verse 6 again. For which things sake, the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in the which you also walk sometime when we were unbelievers, when we lived in them. When we were unbelievers, some of us here, look at me here, I was a drunkard. And all drunkards will go to hell. I was a womanizer. Serious one, no? And every adulterer, fornicator, you are going to hell. We were all there. Liars. All manner of evil we were doing. All the things they do in the world there, we are doing them. But now, verse 8, you also put off all this: anger, wrath. Because you may not be fornicating. You may not be an idolater. But there are other things you can be guilty of without taking note of it. So one of them is anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds. And you have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge, revelation, in knowledge, after the image of him that created him. Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor circumcision, barbarian, Christian, born or free, but Christ is all and in all. Verse 12. Put on therefore, as the elect of God. How many elect are here? Everybody is elect. Praise God. Put on therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved. You are to put on bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness. Can you see the marks? Can you see the marks? These are the marks. Mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, not pride, meekness, long suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If anyone have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond, that is the seal of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body, and be thankful. Mortify. My emphasis there is mortify. And why I picked that scripture, I wanted to bring out something here. A lot of us, we say we identify with the death and the burial and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. But the truth is, we have not got proper understanding of what we are actually doing. When you say you go for water baptism, you enter that water and water covers you. Now, as a law of reproduction, it says, anytime you take a grain of wheat, anything, with the farmers, you know that, when you plant any seed, first and foremost, that seed, for a new life to come out, what happens to that seed first? It dies first! And if you don't have this knowledge, you say you are foolish. Because it's common sense. Why then do you say you are buried with Christ, you die? And when you come up, we see a mystery. This seed that died, that went out and said he died, it come up with the same nature that it was planted. It's a mystery. That's how some Christians are. If you have really died before you are buried, once you are buried, there is a death that is supposed to follow. So that when you come out of that water, there is a newness of life, because it went with a decision. I die with him at the cross. When you enter that water, you are actually going to the cross. If I were you, I will not come out until I die. Where? Evangelist, when I come and say, put me back, I'm still there. Some people need to go back again. Some people need to go back again because you don't die anything. The evidence is you enter, you come out, you only enter to swim. It's an old seed that just enter water. They just wash the body, wash and they come out. You remain the same. You are supposed to die. And unless you die, your new man will not come up. You must die. And that death, at the cross, where I first saw the light, and the bodies of my heart rolled away. Oh, in was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy always. Galatians chapter 6. One verse there. That's the way he put it, verse 14. He said, but God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me and I unto the world. The world is crucified unto me and I unto the world. In another way, he is saying, the world has rejected me, and me too. I have rejected the world. Praise the Lord. The world has rejected me. Because if you give your life to Christ, the world will withdraw from you. Light and darkness cannot dwell together. I love the way he put it. The world rejected him. And he too rejected him rejected the world through the crucifixion. Crucifying himself. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Because the Bible in Galatians, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, we read it from verse 14 to verse 16. Everybody knows that scripture. Be ye not unequally yoked with unbelievers. The world rejected him, and he too rejected the world. And I want to use this opportunity to solve a problem in a church in Spain. Brother Paul called me during the weekend, and in his Facebook, where he shares, evangelizes the social network Facebook, and he brought out something there. And I'm sure that church, you are listening to me now, because I told you I will answer you today. In Spain, and there is a social club where some of these Nigerians that found themselves in Spain, all those prostitutes that went there, all those unbelievers, they get there and they found themselves into some social gathering, and they were something like launching it or so, and they invited an apostle in Spain or wherever he came from to go and be the guest speaker and bless the gathering and do whatever they asked him to come and do there. And our brother heard of it, that Christians supposedly were there, and of all, an apostle was there to bless that gathering. I read his submissions, and before you know what, they were bombarding him in reply. I thank God for a particular one that I read there from Brother Unduka. Where the only Brother Unduka and one other person stood for Brother Paul. Until there are members in the church that Brother Paul is pastoring, as few as they are, the church wants to break. They are accusing him that why should he criticize them? They are accusing him that why is he attacking them? He is busy telling them that is a worldly thing that Christians should stay away from. His worldliness. And they are angry with him, Brother Paul. And Brother Paul is worried. Brother Paul, you are correct. Fire! Second Corinthians chapter 11 tells us that some apostles are apostles of Satan. It's pure and simple. Remember, church, listen. I have told you that there are associations of your profession that you should join. Your town meeting, you should join. You should join, and while they are, shine the light. But when it comes to an unbeliever, forming club, unbelievers, forming club, and you want to go and join one social club, something is wrong with your conversion. Go back to the cross. Go back to the cross. Go back to the cross. Amen. There are people that claim they believe this entire message, yet their eyes are still blind. Brother Paul, I stand with you. If only you will remain in that church, stay there. God will bring his predestinated seed from Spain to join you there. Preach hard that the people should stay away from all forms of worldliness. Let them go back to the cross. Go back to the cross. That apostle is not an apostle of Christ. It's not an apostle of Christ. Praise the Lord. Let nothing scare you. And let me quickly tell you, Brother Paul, those that started this church with me, they are no more here with me. So don't expect that those who are there now, they are there to cause, some of them are there to cause attraction so that in light of God we know that something is happening that they will come. Then when they come, then those other ones will go the way it's written of them. So don't be scared. Stand on the word. If it's only you and your wife that will be in that church, you remain there. God will bring those of like mind, and two cannot work together except they agree. Praise the Lord. If you don't believe in what I preach, why are you a member of this church? And your pulpit must not be a place of disagreement. If Pastor Thomas, Pastor Francis, John Paul, if we don't see eye to eye, then what are we preaching here? It's only honorable that you resign. In my former church for 5 years, they saw the grace of God in my life. They wanted me to be a minister. I said no. The reason is because I disagree with them. Why would I be a minister in a church that so many things I disagree with? So that is how it is. Paul, more grace. I say, Paul, more grace. Paul, you are watching me now. Paul, clap for yourself. Paul, where you are? Even if only you go clap. Clap for yourself in that church. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because the world is not a crucified unto them. Neither are they crucified to the world. They are still yoked with the world. That's why in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, let's read it. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians, okay, chapter 5, verse 9. Are we there? It says, wherefore we labor that whether present or absent we may be accepted of him. Go to verse 14. Praise the Lord. Verse 14. For the love of Christ constrained us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we are all dead. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Wherefore, henceforth, know we no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now, henceforth, know we him no more. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Verse 17. Take note of it. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All nature, all things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things concerning your life are of God, who has reconciled to himself by Jesus Christ, and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. To wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and has committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, every one of us, we ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be you reconciled to God. For he had made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Praise the Lord. That's the first crucifixion. The old man being crucified. If there's anybody here, you do not understand what salvation is. This is the ABC. You have jumped and jumped to mystery. Jump. Now let's follow it step by step again. Come back and cover all those grounds. Submit yourself and let God do a work in you. I'm saying it again. Somebody, if you understand me very well, you will go back for water baptism. Because the truth is, when you entered that water, you didn't die. They buried you alive and brought you out alive. What is the evidence? Has your nature changed? And don't pass it on to God. Don't pass it to God. Listen, don't pass it to God. As Moses lifted the serpent in the wilderness, I want to stress something. In John chapter 4 verse 14. So shall the Son of Man be lifted up. He referred us, the way you will receive your salvation is the same way that he provided in the wilderness when they committed sin and serpent was biting them and Moses interceded for them. He told Moses to make a brazen serpent and lift it up and hang it on a pole. If anyone is bitten by that snake, and you can come and look up. Church, listen, look up. You will not die. Then he told us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Now listen, God is not going to drag you to the cross, force you there and do oppression. No. He only put the pole there. He's left for you, the law is there. You want to be saved, he said, go to the cross. If you refuse to go to the cross, you will die. If you refuse to go to that pole, you will die. That is where we miss it. Now, when you go to the pole, you are not just to go and say, hey, pole, I don't come. Do you understand? No. You must submit yourself for that pole to work on you. Some people come with their heart closed. And they still stand there. I have God, do it now. If you not do it now, may I go for the cat again, though. Make you do it now. I don't come, oh. I don't baptize, oh. I see the field. I see woman. I see field. After baptism last Tuesday, I go home. I see woman. My body charge again. So I don't baptize. So what did happen? That is how some people relate with God. No. You're not there. You are there at the cross, holding the cross. Still, he's saying, behold, I stand at the door and knock. You imagine he wants to enter, you lock. Because there are things that you cannot give up. When you were coming, you were not sincere. When you were coming, you were not convinced. You were not concerned for your eternal destination. You are not ready to trust certain things. As should they come, you will give God condition in your heart as should they go. And he will stand and say, you never open the door, where? Open the door, why? Let me enter. I will continue next Sunday. Let's bow down our heads. Let's use 2 minutes and talk to God. Let's not talk to God. Maybe I'm talking to somebody. Oh, Father, I didn't understand it this way before. Oh, Lord, I didn't understand. Now I'm going to the cross. Lord, I don't want to die and go to hell. Lord, I've been joking with my eternal destination because I didn't understand. Now I understand. Touch me one more time. Somebody needs a second touch. Somebody, you need a second touch.
Need a touch from the Master. I need a touch from the Lord. Touch me one more time. Oh Lord, Savior, touch me. Touch me one more time. Oh Lord, Lord, touch me. Touch me one more time. Oh Lord, I need a touch. I need a touch from the Master.
I need a touch from you.
Need a touch from the Lord.
Touch me, Lord.
Touch me one more time. Oh Lord,
save your touch.
That's our prayer. Touch me one more time. Let the backsliding Christians see the reason to go back to the cross. Go back to the cross, show me the evidence of crucifixion.
Need a touch from the Master. Need a touch from the Lord.
Touch me.
Touch me one more time. Oh Lord.
Touch me one more time. That's our prayer, Lord. Touch me one more time. Oh Lord.
I need a touch from the Master. I need a touch from the Lord. Touch me one more time. Oh Lord.
It's not a prayer you just pray here. Because it's a serious decision you have to make. You know you have been deceiving yourself now. You know now. I'm talking to somebody now. Because that is what is going on in the churches. People are going to church and yet there is nothing that shows that they have benefited from the power of the cross. Nothing differentiates you from the world. Even in ordinary dressing, talk less of other attributes of your life. You're a Christian, nobody can trust you with anything. You're a Christian and everything going on in the world, you're involved in it. Nothing separates you. The same group of friends that you were close to when you were a believer, you are still closer even now. So what has the cross benefited you? Where, which area? Where is the evidence? Where is the evidence of crucifixion? Where is the evidence now? Where is the evidence that you are dead to those things? Where is the evidence that you have crucified your own nature? Where is the evidence that your members are mortified? Mortify, mortify, mortify your member. Fornication. You don't sleep with a man, a woman you are not married to. You are not paid a bribe. You don't do that. Mortify that part of your life. That's what he's saying. Mortify your mouth. You don't talk anyhow. You don't curse. Don't be angry like that. Don't do that kind of lifestyle. Do something. Do something that shows that you understand what salvation is all about. I'm talking to somebody. Maybe that person is watching me, wherever you are. It's a decision. Now somebody from today, people will look at you and say, what will happen? What will happen now? Your life don't change. What will happen? Yes, because they have not seen any evidence of crucifixion. They say, Thomas said, if I see the marks of the nail, then I will believe. Yes, now. But their fruits, when I see it, I know you have met with Christ. You come in with Christ and be proud. You'll be humble. You can't experience grace. And live a righteous life. It keeps you meek and humble. You can't know God and act anyhow around Him. You will tread carefully. That's why He said, walk out your salvation with fear and trembling. From a knowledge you have. From a knowledge you have. You can't say you love God and live a kind of life that hurts Him every time. You can't want to hurt somebody you love. See? Father, may you answer that person that is truly calling upon you from the heart in the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody from today, because of the decision you are making now, that power of the cross shall touch you. In that mystery of conversion, you will be a partaker of it in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you.